light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Don't Sweat the Small Stuff and It's All Small Stuff by Richard Carlson is a timeless guide to creating a calmer, more meaningful life in a world that constantly demands our attention. Instead of offering complicated theories or rigid systems, Carlson presents short, accessible lessons that show how a simple shift in perspective can dramatically reduce daily stress. The book invites readers to stop letting minor annoyances, ego battles, and perfectionism dictate their happiness. Through relatable examples and practical suggestions, it demonstrates how to cultivate patience, compassion, and inner peace, even in the midst of chaos. This is not a book about escaping real problems, but about learning to respond to them with clarity and grace. Whether you feel overwhelmed by work, relationships, or everyday obligations, this book helps you step back, breathe, and remember what truly matters in your life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, learning not to overreact to daily irritations. A central idea in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff and It's All Small Stuff is that most of what upsets us on a daily basis is minor, yet we react as if it were life or death. Richard Carlson encourages readers to recognize the mental habit of exaggerating small inconveniences, like traffic, rude comments, or delays, into major emotional events. By becoming aware of this habit, we can pause before reacting and ask whether the irritation really deserves so much of our energy. Carlson offers practical suggestions such as taking a deep breath, observing your thoughts, and deliberately choosing not to escalate small problems. Over time, this creates emotional resilience. Things that once triggered anger or anxiety become easier to let go. This shift does not mean ignoring real issues. It means reserving your emotional strength for what truly matters and refusing to let minor disturbances dominate your mood or relationships. Secondly, putting ego aside and being less defensive. Another key topic in the book is the role of ego in creating unnecessary conflict and stress. Carlson explains that much of our suffering comes from the need to be right, to win arguments, or to defend our image. When we feel criticized or challenged, the ego reacts instantly, often leading to tension, resentment, or broken communication. The book suggests a radical but liberating alternative: practice being less defensive. This might mean allowing someone else to have the last word, listening more than you speak, or accepting that you do not always need to prove your point. Carlson points out that this does not make you weak. It actually strengthens your inner peace. By loosening your grip on being right, you gain more harmony in relationships and waste less energy on trivial battles. This mindset helps you prioritize love, understanding, and cooperation over the temporary satisfaction of winning an argument. Thirdly, slowing down and living more mindfully. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff emphasizes the importance of slowing down in a fast-paced world. Carlson argues that rushing through life makes us more irritable, less present, and more likely to magnify minor frustrations. The book encourages simple practices that bring mindfulness into daily routines: driving a little more slowly, pausing before replying to messages, or taking a few minutes each day to sit quietly and breathe. These practices create mental space, allowing you to notice your thoughts instead of being controlled by them. Carlson also highlights the value of appreciating ordinary moments: a conversation with a loved one, a quiet cup of coffee, or a walk outdoors. By slowing down and paying attention, you reduce stress and increase gratitude. Mindful living does not require dramatic lifestyle changes. It grows from small, consistent shifts in how you experience each moment, helping you feel more grounded and less overwhelmed. Fourthly, cultivating compassion and perspective. A major theme in the book is cultivating compassion for others and maintaining a healthy perspective on your own problems. Carlson reminds readers that everyone is dealing with their own struggles, often unseen. When you view others through a lens of understanding instead of judgment, everyday interactions tend to become softer and less confrontational. Simple acts, like giving people the benefit of the doubt or choosing kindness over criticism, reduce emotional friction and improve relationships. The book also encourages putting your challenges in perspective by asking how much they will matter in a week, a year, or at the end of your life. This question helps shrink the emotional weight of many worries and irritations. Carlson suggests that adopting a broader perspective allows you to focus on what is truly important: love, connection, contribution, and inner peace. Compassion combined with perspective becomes a powerful antidote to stress and negativity. Lastly, letting go of perfectionism and embracing imperfection. Carlson addresses perfectionism as a major source of unnecessary stress and dissatisfaction. Many people believe they must have flawless careers, homes, bodies, or relationships to be happy. The book challenges this belief by showing how perfectionism keeps you in a constant state of tension, never fully satisfied with yourself or others. Instead, Carlson advocates embracing imperfection as a natural part of being human. This includes accepting your own mistakes, allowing others to be themselves, and recognizing that life will never be completely under control. Practical tips include lowering unrealistic expectations, celebrating small progress, and being willing to laugh at your own quirks. By releasing the need for everything to be perfect, you create room for joy, creativity, and authentic connection. This mindset frees you from the pressure to constantly prove your worth and helps you experience peace, even when circumstances are not ideal. In conclusion, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff and It's All Small Stuff is ideal for anyone who feels overwhelmed by daily stress, easily irritated, or drained by constant busyness. It is especially useful if you want practical, easy-to-apply ideas rather than complex psychological theory. Students, professionals, parents, and anyone juggling multiple responsibilities can benefit from its short, focused lessons that fit into a busy schedule. The book stands out from others because it targets the everyday micro-stresses that most self-help books ignore, showing how small mental shifts create large emotional rewards. Instead of promising instant transformation, it offers realistic strategies you can implement immediately. Being less defensive, slowing down, letting go of perfection, and choosing kindness. Over time, these practices can change how you experience your entire life. Buying this book is an investment in emotional clarity, calmer relationships, and a more peaceful mind, making it a lasting resource rather than a quick fix read. If you would like to support Richard Carlson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine are tree, better life be.